Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I believe from my grandmother, she had gifts that, you know, psychic abilities, I guess you could say, that were passed down to her granddaughters, at least to me. I believe the other ones probably have the same thing, but they just aren't, you know, noticing it. She used to be able to know when someone was going to die, and so it was nothing scary. You know, she'd tell her family if she had a dream that somebody was going to die, and they knew that they would know. I don't have that gift, I'm happy to say. But I am sensitive in many different ways. So one of the ways I'm sensitive is I seem to notice occasionally, very, very occasionally, kind of like a pulling sensation as if some, I don't know what it is, but some force is telling me to do something or go somewhere, and it's like an emergency and I need to do it. And I won't know why, and I'll think it's just my imagination. And so I won't want to act on it, but since this has occurred a few times, and I'll either get information from possibly a deceased person, or, you know, whatever it is, I don't know. But it's happened so many times, you know, at least four, I guess, that I'm getting an idea that I should listen to it. The problem is I don't know if I should, if it's a positive force or a negative force. So I don't know if I'm, you know, helping myself or other people if I listen, or if something bad's going to happen to me if I listen. So that's my problem. So in this case, this story took place in August 2009. I live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I was going through a divorce. I have a son, and we were in our first townhouse after the divorce and trying to get things all settled, and I pretty much, we had everything we needed. You know, we had done enough of our shopping, and we had enough from our old house that we could, you know, have a nice time there, even though we struggled. And so we, I'm sorry, I'm going to try not to make this too long, but for some reason, so I was gonna, that night, you know, I had to work during the day and, you know, I had my son at night, of course, you know, all day long and at night, you know, I was the main caretaker. So, I would normally never go out at night unless there was a reason, you know, if I really needed something from the store, but I would do that on my way home. Well, this time I was home and something was telling me, go, 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 go. And I'm like, trying to justify it. I'm like, well, why do I need to go? What do I need to go for? And then I like started telling myself, making up stuff like, oh, I must need groceries. It's like, why do I need to go? I'm like, well, I obviously must need groceries. I'm going to look and see what I need. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess I need milk and I guess I need this. So I'm like, okay, I'll go up the street to do that. It's like negotiating with myself, which makes no sense. So I'm like listening to this urge, which is crazy. And I go, get in my car finally, start going up the street. I'm still second guessing myself, like, why am I doing this? What's going on? So I'm going up the street, going up the street, and I was going to go up to LA Fitness Center. That was where I was supposed to stop. So I'm going up there, and I kept, like, thinking, maybe this isn't a good idea. I've got to, you know, I've got to just, like, do something else. So I'm, like, stopped short. I stopped short. I didn't go up into that shopping mall. I went to one of the shopping malls down below, which wasn't too far away. And I stopped at, it was Kmart. There was Kmart and Giant Eagle. So I stopped in Kmart. And I got a few things, and it didn't take long, took like minutes, and then I was in line. There was one person in front of me, and they were talking about some emergency, something. There was a shooting at LA Fitness, and I'm like, what's going on? So whenever I got to, it was my turn, and I asked her, I'm like, so what were you saying? There was like a shooting at LA Fitness or something? And the cashier is like, yeah. I'm like, oh, well, when did that happen? I was thinking maybe yesterday or the day before. She's like, it just happened right now, it just happened. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, thank God I didn't go up there, you know, because I don't know who was calling me, why I was supposed to go up there. But thank God I didn't go up there. Maybe I was supposed to save people's lives. I don't know. You know, that's why it's the unknown, and it just freaks me out that I'll never know why I was called. Did a demon call me so I could be shot too? Or was I supposed to save people's lives or what? So there's more to the story though. So you think that's bad? Well, check this out, LA Fitness. And me not being afraid of ghosts or anything, nothing really scares me like that. So I'm like, you know, I don't want to lose money. So I don't know. Should I still keep a membership? Should I try to get out of it? So I'm like, well, I'm going to go at least one last time, and then I'll try to get rid of this membership. Because I think maybe they're turning into Bally's or something. So I had to figure that out. So I went, and it wasn't too long after the shooting. I don't remember when. Maybe it was like a week or two or three. But it must not have been too long at all because there was something there. I went in and I was doing my routine on all the machines like I normally do. And I was down on the lower level. You know, everything's super bright. There's people in there and everything. Not too many. Kind of quiet and everything. But there are people around, you know, scarcely. And so I'm working on the one machine. And all of a sudden, a guy comes up to me. And people never come up and flirt with you. Never. Not at LA Fitness. You know, maybe at Bally's, but not at LA Fitness, not this one. So everybody keeps themselves. There's lots of professionals there. So this guy came over and was talking to me. I didn't think anything of it. And I just like, because he just started talking to me. He's like right there. And I'm like, didn't think anything of it. So I'm like, okay, you know, trying to get rid of him. So I just talked to him a little bit and then he kept talking. And then I get up and he starts walking to the center. I get off my machine. I'm walking to the center floor where there's people all around, you know, machines. There's not too many, but there's machines there. There's a few people. So there was somebody behind this guy that I'm talking to. And so he was like in, he would have been in the line. He was kind of in the line of sight, but the guy was right there. Okay, so I'm talking to the guy. And then the guy moves the guy that was like flirting with me or whatever. And he went to like get my number or something later on. I said, oh, maybe we'll see, whatever. So then he like starts walking away. The guy behind him is looking at me like I'm crazy. And I'm like, why is he looking at me like I'm crazy? And then I'm like, yeah, I see a ghost or something, because I'm used to seeing things. I'm like, maybe he was a ghost. I'm like, oh, my God, maybe he was the shooter. I don't know. So I didn't go over to that guy to ask him why he thought I was crazy, because I'm like, I know what he's going to say. He's going to say there was nobody there. I thought you were talking to me. So I'm like, I'm not going to even ask him. And I had chills. So I'm like, I'm just going to leave. So I left. It was bugging me. So I went online and I looked up the LA Fitness shooting from August 2009, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Collier Township. And I saw the, what was it, Facebook? He was on Facebook or something. They had his picture and things. And I saw his picture, and I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, that's the guy I talked to. I'm like, he is still there. And I never went back.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Rocketmoney.com/cancel.